Hey, everybody. Welcome. You missed out. I just called my mom for her birthday, saying happy birthday to her. It's kind of a weird thing to do because, like, it's, I don't know, family tradition. Maybe every family does that. I'm not claiming that as, like, this is a thing that we invented. But usually, I think because we call and then we almost always get someone's voicemail, so then we just leave a message. And it's just weird because she actually picked up and then I was singing it. And then halfway through the song, I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is a long song. So I just, but you know, it's like, what are you going to do? So I keep going. And I'm like, happy birthday, dear mom. It's like, I don't know. The birthday song is funny too because it doesn't go, it works a lot better with some syllable sets than others. Like, depending on how many syllables your name has, it works better. Otherwise, you have to add in, you know, mom. You have to make it ma-om or something like that. Anyway, school's back in session. I almost just hit a guy on a longboard. A kid. Hey, I don't know if he's a kid, but he's not an adult because he's on a longboard and he's got like a disc golf frisbee tucked into the back of his athletic shorts. And I'm like, I don't know if I can call that a man. I also have been seeing, like, I think because it's like I called it out to myself and so now I notice it, but my pet peeve of, I just watched a guy do it, like, crossing the road, you know, 50 feet from a stoplight, just like walking through the traffic and crossing the road at a place where other, you know, where vehicles are not expecting some guy to just be walking across the road, and you're like, what the fuck are you doing? You're gonna get killed. You're gonna get killed. And I don't really care about you getting killed, but I do care about me killing you, because that's going to ruin my life and end yours. It's going to end both of our lives to an extent. And it's like, man, if you could just walk down to the light, I don't know. It's kind of like, if I'm going, especially, it's especially annoying when somebody's going that way anyway. You know, you see them cross the road and then walk down to the stoplight, and you're just like, what the fuck, man? But yeah, the college kids are back. I always forget there's about a month or two of disdain for the return of students. Just because it's so quiet around here in the summer. And also, like, you know, I think college students. This is not going to be a huge rant on college students be like this. I just think college students, especially like the younger ones, tend to be like maximum level of I'm going to be, this is the person I'm going to be now that I'm in college for like the first couple weeks, probably. I think they're maximum that. It's just like maximum on display of like, I'm going to be longboarding with a backwards baseball hat and a disc golf tucked into the back of my shorts. And it's like, okay. Well, I wouldn't want to busy your hands because I know you got to carry a longboard around. Also, the guy I was doing my other pet peeve, which is like crossing the road, but he's not looking the direction where I'm coming from, which is, he's on my side of the street, and he doesn't even look my direction to see if a car is coming. And you're like, seriously, you're not even going to look the direction that you're most likely to get hit from. People do this a lot, like, at my work. Like, when they're exiting the library, they come out to the parking lot, and they don't even look the direction that cars might be coming from. If they're entering the parking lot, they only look the exit direction. And I'm like, you know, the side of the street you're going to step into first is the side that I'm going to be on. Like, why would you not? And you don't even look. It's not like they look after. They don't look at all. It's crazy. It's crazy. This is like me getting my dad shit out of the way. My dad emotions of like, oh, you need to look both ways. Didn't someone teach these kids how to look both ways? But anyway, that's Pete's life. So I had a job interview. Here's a funny little tale. You know, I've talked on here about the funny university sensitivities and whatnot. Okay, first of all, some bastard stole my joke. I don't think on purpose, but so Poonmaster Flex was at a work thing. And, you know, they had to all go around and share their pronouns, and it was a mixture of staff and students or something. And one of my things that I've always thought would be funny is to be like, my preferred pronouns are he, him, hers. You know, and just like switch the last one. I don't know why we wouldn't do like, if I'm doing that, just be like he pronouns. Because then it's like, okay. Instead of he, him, his. I'm like, yeah, is this like a grammar review of like the possessive pronouns? But, you know, and then I was like, well, if everyone has to specify all three, does that mean there are some folks who are like, well, when I'm going the possessive, that's when I go feminine. It's like, okay, I guess that's an option. So anyway, that was my joke. And then some guy did it. Some guy in this thing just did it. Stole it from me. He stole my thing. And I was pissed. Let me tell you something. I was pissed off. Now, she did say that he was not an English as a first language speaker. So he probably did it by accident and not as a joke. But it doesn't matter. He's still going to get credit for it, right? Credit in the universe. Everyone will be like, that guy made up that joke. You stole it from him. And I'll be like, God damn it. So anyway, I go for this interview. Everything's fine. And I'm wearing a suit. And I'm also wearing a very small lapel pin from the movie Beetlejuice. And it's not a, you know, weird looking one. I mean, kind of. I guess it's... If you remember Beetlejuice's business card, it's got a picture of like what looks like a beetle, but with a guy's face and he's holding like a big mallet. You know, because that's how he's going to exterminate... Well, living people. Bioexorcist, as they call him. The world's leading bioexorcist. That's, I guess, the world's leading bioexorcist is probably like Hitler, right? Anyway, let's not get down that road so early in the podcast here. But so I go to this thing. Everything's normal. Everything's fine. And the last... Okay, well, it's kind of normal and kind of fine. It's kind of annoying because I basically did four interviews in a row because you interview with three individuals separately and then a small panel. And I was like, you know, there's a way you could really up the efficiency of this quite a bit. You know, maybe you could do like two interviews or something. I don't know. Anyway, and like we covered a lot of the same ground in the first three. Like, for example, they all were very steadfast in telling me, like, hey, you know, this job is like, it's at a university, but you're not faculty. So, you know, you don't necessarily publish, and like, we wouldn't pay for you to go to a bunch of conferences and whatever. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. I understand. And then the next one, it's like, you know, this is not a faculty job and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, I got it. And it would have just saved a lot of time if we all could have talked about it, you know, in one thing. But anyway, so I get to the panel interview, and at the end of the interview, you know, I ask a couple questions, and then this guy is like, I have a question for you. And he's like, and I hope this doesn't violate any, and he rattled off some, you know, set of letters or something, AAUPRQ or something. That I didn't know, and so I was like, what is he about to ask me? You know, and he's like, I hope this doesn't violate this, which is always makes me think like, well, if you really hoped that, there would be an easy way to avoid it, which is to not ask the question you're about to ask. But, you know, far be it from me to tell you what to do. Also, I'm in the job interview seat, right? So I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Be like, I'm not going to answer that question. I just don't even ask the question. So anyway, he asked the question, and he's just like, what is your pin from, or what does your pin mean? And I was like, oh, it's from Beetlejuice, you know? And I was like, you know, this is my one nod to casual dress, and I even made a little joke about it. I was like, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I don't wear a suit and tie every day normally. And they were like, politely laughing, and interview over. So then I discovered... from an inside source that so afterwards, you know, they're evaluating the candidates from that day, and there's me and two others that day, and I think one the day before, And this particular gentleman said, now, what you should know about this gentleman is he is gay. And that is important because what he said was, well, we should definitely hire that one lady, but that surfer skater boy sure was easy on the eyes. And I guess the tone of the room was pretty much like horror-ish. Like, why would you say that? Which is appropriate. Although I wouldn't find it inappropriate to, you know, maybe say something about it. Like, what the fuck, man? But I don't know. I kind of gather that this individual is a... hasn't made a ton of friends in the world out there. So, like, maybe no one really wants to say anything. I don't know. I could totally get it in the sense of, I've had people in my life who it's like, someone should stand up to this person, and I'm like, yeah, I gotta be honest, like, I've had so many dealings with them in a work context that, like, I know it's not worth it. Like, it's just not worth it. I'll jump on a grenade at some point, and have in the past, and will again, but today, not today. Not today, friend. Sorry. So anyway, I was like, well, that's nice. That's real nice that they're like, let's comment on his appearance. Let's just comment on his appearance in a job interview. Real appropriate. Real fucked up, too. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know. It's kind of like, you know, I think everyone is like, no, I won't even, let's not even talk about it. Let's just leave that what it is. You draw your own conclusion as to what this means and why, how I might feel about it. How about that? You can just decide. I made my annual trip to the dentist. It's been about a year since I've been to the dentist because, I had those gum grafts and you can't go for like several months after. I think it's like 6 months after you have a gum graft. They're like, wait that long to get your teeth cleaned. And I'm sort of like, can't I just go and tell them what happened and they can take it easy on that? You know what I mean? Like, seems like they could do that, but okay, whatever. They could just even ignore that side if that's what it takes. So I go to the dentist, this new hygienist there. Takes her a while to clean my teeth, and then she's like, well, you had some buildup, but it wasn't too bad. And I was like, yeah, it's been about a year, so I expected. And she's like, oh, it's been a year? That looked really good for a year. And I was like, well, thanks. Hey, thanks. And then she's like getting out the polish. Well, first she was like, do you want some essential oils? And I was like, I don't even know what you mean. And she's like, we can like make a scent in the room, I guess. Of these essential oils. They have like a little menu. She's like, I don't know, we have these kind of like spa-like features. And it said like, we have essential oils, we have hot towels and whatever. And I was like, I mean, I think I'm fine. I don't know. It's funny that dentist's office do these things when I'm like, you know what you guys really should be doing is like finding a way to fix people's teeth that is more permanent and also not painful. End of story. Like, it's sort of like, you know, we're gonna torture you here. You know, surgeons, for example, have moved forward since like the 1800s, let's say, and they're no longer like have a shot of whiskey and then just suffer through this surgery. They're like, you know, we could actually do like a surgery where we just cut a little slit in your abdomen and then feed this thing through, and we can basically do what used to be an open heart surgery where we had to crack your chest and not even, you know, the incision we make is like an inch. It's pretty awesome. Meanwhile, the dentist is like, well, I'm still gonna just basically yank your tooth out of your mouth, and, you know, I'm gonna get the deposits of shit on your teeth away by scraping them with a little metal hook, and just like the scraping noise and the drilling and the this and the that. However, we can make a nice scent for you. That is what I can offer you. Wow. Yeah, I geez, thanks for the effort. It was also so at work, someone wrote like an online style guide for how, you know, we're supposed to communicate online. And one of the points in it is that we do not use the Oxford comma. Which, like, this is like very librarian and, you know, writery of me to like talk about and think about the Oxford comma, but fuck it. Because here's the thing. I'm not like a big grammar Nazi. In fact, I think that being a grammar Nazi is kind of counterproductive and not a good thing to do because it just makes you... You come off as a jerk. Like, you come off as a total jerk when you're a grammar Nazi. And also, I don't think it, like, helps people. You know, I think it makes people mad at you because it's like, okay, thanks. Thanks for, you know, yelling at me or whatever. I don't think it really changes someone's behavior. And also, I think most of the time when people correct someone's grammar, it's like, you understood what that person said. You know, you just wanted them to say it in this certain way. And it's like, let it go. It's fine. It's fine. But anyway, it was like, we're not going to use the Oxford comma. And the Oxford comma is one of the things that, A, I'm like, this is actually useful. For example, you know, the book Eats, Shoots, and Leaves, the very title, expresses it. But also, when I was in the dentist's office, it said that they had one that was like, you know, one of these essential oils was like, you know, peach, mango, and strawberry. But it was peach, comma, mango, and strawberry. No Oxford comma. And I was like, well, does that mean it's mango and strawberry? Or does it mean it's mango is one and strawberry is another one? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. How would I know? There's no way for me to know that. So anyway, it's like fucked up and stupid that they got rid of the Oxford comma in general. But the thing that really got me going about it was I was like, hold on a second. We had this way of doing it, right? We had this way of writing things. Who got to decide that this should go away? How was that decision made? And why was it that whatever body decided to get rid of it, that we all listened to them? Like, why did we listen to that? That's fucking crazy. And we should not have listened to that at all. At all! And we all did. We were all like, oh yeah, that seems reasonable. We don't need that, right? Yes. Yes, we do. We definitely need that. Anywho. I don't understand how some individual or group of individuals was like, I think we should do away with the Oxford comma. And they decide, you know, that, like, what's the difference between that and me deciding in my apartment, like, I'm going to start going on this, like, campaign to, like, rid the world of the Oxford comma. And then it's like everyone is just like, okay, let's listen to him. He knows something about something. And then I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm the speech and language department at Harvard, so this is a decision I've made. Hey, well done. Meanwhile, I'm still getting tortured in a dentist chair, but you know what you did is you made things slightly less readable for most people. You must be very proud of yourself. I'm sure you went home and you were like, honey, I did a big thing today. I mean, this person is worse than the person who got rid of Pluto. Because I'm like, still sort of annoyed that it's like, oh, Pluto's not a planet anymore. And it's like, why? Well, because it's small. Oh, okay. All right. I mean, okay. If that's what we've decided, if that's what we've decided defines a planet, then fine. Let's just take one away. Let's just lose, like, you know, I don't know, 12% of our planets or whatever. That's fine. We're okay with that. I don't know why it wasn't like, same thing with Pluto. It's like, well, it doesn't meet the criteria for being a planet. And it's like, says who? Says science. Okay, well, science, here's my criteria for being a planet. I can fucking see it up there. It's pretty goddamn big from where I'm standing. And also, I like it that way. Maybe some things should be away because we just like it that way. And, like, maybe the Oxford comma, you know, that person who was like, I killed the Oxford comma, is, I'm like, why did you do that? What purpose did that serve? What did that do to you? Or what, you know, what made you think, like, here's an efficiency? And then no one could bring up an example of a time when it's like, well, what about this situation? Have you never looked at a brunch menu? You know, every brunch menu has a list of things that it comes with, and it's like, well, wait a minute, is that this or is this this? I mean, give me a break. Fucking Oxford comma. Also, I admit that, you know, so it, they had all these different things you could get at the dentist. And then, you know, they have the polish part where they're like, what flavor do you want? And she's asking me also, I mean, I know everyone in the world has spoken about this. It's just so weird that, like, they're always asking you questions. Like, while, you know, while your mouth is full of their hands. Or she'll be like, oh, yeah, do you read a lot? Because, you know, they're always like, what do you do? And I'm like, I work at the library. And then they're like, do you read a lot? And I'm like, ah. And then that's it, because I'm like, what do you want me to say? I mean, I want to get out of here. I know you're bored and, like, you want to work. Can you give me, like, a little tray? Like a Stephen Hawking thing? And so I can, like, put my answers down by touching letters or something? I mean, that seems like the way to go, as far as I'm concerned. I got my brakes checked at Firestone, and I think they, like, screwed up my alignment or something. So my wheel is, like, bouncing around a little bit. It's weird. Also, they took out the air filter to check it, which I did not ask them to do. And, you know, they tested the battery, which I didn't ask them to do. And then when I looked under the hood, it was like the air filter cover was not resecured. And there's a cover that goes over the positive battery lead. And that was also not put back on. And I was just like, dude, like, this is your job, is to check these things and put them back to, like, I'm not a mechanic, but even I know that this is not right. Like, just a quick look at it. And I was like, I'm pretty sure this red cover goes over the battery lead or the terminal. So, like, I don't know, maybe do that next time. That'd be cool. If you got time. If you got the fucking time to take the air filter out and check it. Also, super annoying because I was like, can we do my brakes? And they're doing the brakes and it takes, you know, 2 hours or something. And I'm like, would it not have saved you some time to have just been like, oh, well, let's not do the air filter and the battery, because he has no interest in that and did not ask us to do that at all. Because I had no interest in that and did not ask them to do that at all. Anyway. So she's asking me all these questions and blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, here are the flavors of polish we have. And it's like mint. And the only thing for me is I'm like, I don't want to have a cinnamon one, because cinnamon candy, I have like a weird allergic reaction to. Like, my tongue gets all sore. It gets these little white bumps and it's sore for like 2 days. So I'm like, I don't want the cinnamon, but whatever else, I don't really care. But, you know, the flavors are like mint, which I'm like, fine. And then it's like the other ones, it was like pina colada, strawberry margarita. And it was just all these, like, booze flavors, which I was like, well, that's an interesting way to go with that, I guess. Where they're like, let's just make them taste like booze. And I was like, you know, I'm going back to work. And it's like, my mouth is just going to smell like margarita. And they're like, why does your mouth smell like margarita? Oh, I was at the dentist. Oh, okay, so you had, like, a bracing margarita before you went or something, or you had a good checkup, so you treated yourself. That's what I want. Fuck the flavors and the polish. When you have, like, a good checkup, they should just be like, have a margarita. Congratulations. I'd be like, thank you. Thank you. This is appreciated. I'm with you. I think this is a nice accomplishment. And I'm glad to see that you feel the same way. And also that you feel a good accomplishment should be rewarded in a way that I also think a good accomplishment should be awarded. Rewarded? Awarded? Whatever. And then they have a new dentist there. It's like they had the one dentist, he retired, they got a new dentist, and I guess he brought another dentist on board sometime in the last year. And he must be fairly new, and so like the dental assistant doing the cleaning was like, okay, so I'm going to bring in Dr. whoever, and you know, if that's okay, we're having the patients meet him. She's like, if you don't want to have him as your dentist or whatever, and I was like, I could not care less. I mean, I've seen this other dentist one time, and, you know, I'm not emotionally attached here. And it's like, you know, you see the dentist, it's like most of the time they come in, they blow out, right? That's it. So I was just like, yeah, fine, whatever. So he comes in, and as he's coming in, he's trying to get these gloves on or off or something. And he's like, these gloves are making my hands so sweaty. And his face looked kind of sweaty. And it was because he was sweaty that I recognized him. And I didn't recognize his last name until they told me. And then I saw him and I was like, oh my God, this is like a kid I ran cross country with back in the day. Robbie. It's Robbie. But, you know, I was like, he probably does not go by Robbie at this point. And then I was trying to do the math because I was like, how old could this guy possibly be? Because he was a couple years younger than me. Maybe just one or two, though. So I guess he could be a dentist. I don't know. I mean, I guess he could be a dentist. He's a fucking dentist. So I guess me guessing he could be a dentist doesn't really mean a lot. But I think the best part of it was that I was just like, I didn't even really realize who he was until he was like, oh, I'm so sweaty. And then I was like, hey, I remember you because you were the sweaty guy back in the day. You were Sir Sweats-a-Lot. Cool. I remember. It's me. And then it was awkward too because I was like halfway through and I was like, I wonder if this guy remembers me. And he didn't indicate that he did. I mean, maybe he did. I don't know if that would be like inappropriate as a doctor. I mean, as a dentist. It's weird. It's weird that like dentists and doctors have these lines because it's kind of like, you know, I mean, you're going to have your whole face in my face. You're going to have your hands in my mouth. But it's like, well, I don't want to acknowledge that I've seen this guy out and about in town before or something. That would be a little off color. So anyway, so that's weird. I should have said something. I don't know why I didn't. You know how you don't know because you're like, I don't want to be like, I remember you. And he's like, I don't remember you or something. But, and I don't know why we're like that. Because I'd be like, yeah, you were Robbie. You ran like cross country. You were tall and sweaty. I remember. And he'd be like, yeah, I remember. I don't remember you. And I'd be like, that's fine. That's fine. That would be the end of it, right? I don't remember you. Okay. Cool. Radical. So that was my great dentist visit, you guys. What a tale, huh? Always got a dentist visit in my back pocket. It cost $130 because my insurance is cashed out for the year. So that's how much it costs for about 45 minutes of a dental assistant's time and the use of a pea-sized amount of mint stuff. Oh, also, she was like, we can also do a fluoride treatment. She's like, usually this is only covered by insurance if you're like under 16. This is something I've learned about dental insurance. It covers everything if you're like under 16. And then after that, it's like, fuck you, you're on your own. You should have thought of taking better care of your teeth when you were 15. Because now you're fucked. And so she was like, we can do a fluoride treatment. Now, I don't know how you feel about fluoride. And I was like, does that mean like I think it's going to be mind controlling me from the government? Is that what you're talking about right now? I mean, like, is this kind of like, I wonder if this is like what doctors have to do with vaccines or something. Because they have to be like, no, I don't know how you feel about vaccines. And it's sort of like, you know, are you a normal person or a crazy person? Because I'm afraid you might be a crazy person. I'm not a crazy person, I don't think. I think I feel the normal way about vaccines, which is like they're really good. And a lot of those studies or all of those studies have been disproven. So like, fuck them. And also, even if it caused a problem in a very small amount of people, it's like, yeah, but I mean, polio caused a pretty big problem for a lot of people, so I don't know. This is something that has to be done, right? But, yeah, I don't know. I was just like, what do I care? And they were like, we can do it for $20. And I said, maybe next time. Because I was just like, you know, all these spa treatments. I didn't take the essential oil. I didn't take the fancy polish. I didn't take a hot towel. Couldn't you just give me a fucking... give me a little fluoride? I mean, how much actual fluoride are we talking about here? What does it do? How does it help? I mean, what do I get from $20 of fluoride in terms of, like... well, now he's never going to have a cavity again? I mean, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. I don't get the dentist... I don't get why they do what they do and how they do it and what... I don't get it. I've been there so many times and I still don't get it. I also got to explain... every time I have a new dentist, the annoying thing is then I have to explain basically why my face is oriented the way it is. They're like, you don't have much of a bite in the back. And I'm like, yes. Let me tell you a tale. Have a seat. And I will regale you with the story of how I came to be this way. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So that's the dentist. We had a volleyball game like 2 weeks ago. We're going like 2 weeks without playing, which is probably not great for our team because it's like we are not a team where it's like, they don't need the practice. It's like, they could use the practice. But also, you should get a discount, right? Like, if your team isn't playing, like, 2 weeks out of the, you know, 8-week season, shouldn't you get, like, kickback or something? Anyway, I had some new ideas for, like, team names for us and, like, themes. Because we've been the Wrecking Balls for quite a while. And, you know, we have our Miley Cyrus-themed t-shirts that Poonmaster Flex made and are pretty awesome. She put the word wrecking ball, and it's got Miley Cyrus sitting on a volleyball hanging from a chain. And then the words, the REC and ball are like in big broken, you know, stone looking letters. And then, so it's like wreck ball, like recreation ball, but also wrecking ball. It's very clever. It's cute. But I had some new ideas. Something's rattling in here, and it's annoying the shit out of me. Here are my new ideas. Number one was I was like, and these aren't exact formed ideas at this point, but number one was like, what if we had something that was kind of like indicated that I was a, what do you call that final wish thing? They do for, like, sick kids. Miracle something. Fuck. Make-A-Wish? Like, this was my Make-A-Wish. Was to play on a volleyball team with my friends. You know, so it's like I'm basically at the edge of, the final destination, as we call it in the movies. So I'm basically on the edge of final destination, and I'm like, well, I guess that, I guess this is it for me. And then it's like, what kind of heartless fuck is going to annihilate our team when it's like, is that the team with that brave disabled boy on it that we saw in the newspaper? Oh, God, what are we going to do now? Right? So that was plan A. I had another idea, which was just calling our team Girls, 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 because they have this dumb rule in our rec volleyball league where it's like, okay, it can be hit by one guy and then hit over, right? Like, if one guy just hits it back over, that's fine. It can be hit by a guy and a girl. It can be hit by a girl and then a guy. It can be hit by two guys and a girl. The only version of hitting it over that is not allowed is two guys in a row, and that's it. So if you did two guys in a row and then a girl hit it, or if you did guy, girl, guy, or, you know, girl, guy, guy is fine. But it can't be two guys and that's it. Now, I suppose the reason for this is that they're like, guys have an athletic edge and so on. Which I kind of get. But at the same time, I'm sort of like, you know, this is volleyball, right? And in volleyball, I don't know if guys have as much of an edge. I mean, probably super athletic competitive guys do, I imagine, in that they're probably taller and they're probably a little stronger. But I'm like, I don't think the guys on our team really have any edge. I mean, yes, the guys on our team generally will be able to hit it harder or are able to get up on the net more. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, the guys on our team will just like hit it and it won't land anywhere near being in the court. Like it hits the back wall of the court, which is like way out of bounds. So it doesn't even hit the ground near the back wall. It hits the back wall while it's still traveling through the air. And it's like, that's not even kind of close. That's like pretty terrible. So I hate that rule. But then I was like, in the interest of, you know, doing better about that rule, maybe we should rename our team Girls, 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 like the Motley Crue song. And then I was like, we could have an amazing, like, t-shirt, you know, which looks like basically it's for a strip club. So that's something. The last one, though, I think is my favorite, which is that we create some shirts and stuff that basically indicate that we are coaches at a volleyball camp. That we're like, this is a team we put together comprised of coaches from a camp. And so the fun thing about that is as we're getting annihilated, the other team's having to look and be like, these motherfuckers are like coaching kids how to play volleyball. Like, who decided that was remotely okay? And also, you know, like if my kid was in a volleyball camp and I'd be like, we gotta pull him out of that fucking camp. Like, stat. ASAP. ASAP. Because, Jesus Christ, that is not going to work. If this is what the camp counselors are doing, what are they doing in the camp? I mean, that's got to be a fucking nightmare. They can't be learning shit. It's like, what are they doing? Teaching them how to come up to the rec volleyball game and hide the booze on their breath? That's their big contribution? Good one. Good one, guys. Very high quality stuff. All right, everybody. Well, I gotta go. I gotta turn on my phone navigation and figure out where I'm going and so on. So, great to talk to ya. Great talking to ya. Hope you guys all have a wonderful afternoon, evening, or morning, or day. Whatever you're doing. I hope that it's wonderful. I really do. That was defensive, wasn't it? Well, so be it. You can't win them all.